Today, on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the attacks are permanently etched in the minds of many people. For others, it's a distant memory or something they've only heard about. WBEZ's Adora Namigade sat down with a Chicago-area family whose members all recall that day very differently.
On a recent warm night, Nate Brieva slides two plates of sausage pizza onto a patio table to share with his older and younger siblings.
That was really rude.
Cicadas buzz in the background while everyone cracks jokes and eats. We've gathered at the children's mother's house in North Suburban Evanston to discuss a topic that doesn't often come up in casual conversation.
So can each of you tell me, what is your memory of 9/11? Like, how old were you? Where were you? Etc.
Laughter subsides and the atmosphere shifts to one of seriousness. Jenna, Nate, and Chechi are 30, 26, and 16, respectively. They were in fifth grade, kindergarten, or not alive when the attacks happened. Jenna's memory of that day is faint.
I remember in the morning before school, the TV was on and they were playing, like, the news was playing, like, the clips of the planes crashing into the Twin Towers.
Nate's memory is similar, but Chechi wasn't born yet.
I really only remember, like, learning barely about it in school and, like, the, like, moments of silence that we had, but, like, no one really, like, took those seriously. We'd be like, 15 seconds is nothing. We're just gonna keep on talking.
Although the three don't have sharp memories of that day, their mother, Liz Brieva, remembers walking the elder two to school shortly after the first reports of a plane hitting the World Trade Center.
I just remember thinking that it must have been an accident. Like, how could that have happened? You know, we dropped the kids off at school and then went back home and just turned on the news and just watched the news all day.
It's as close as we can get to the base of the World Trade Center. You can see the firemen assembled here, the police officers, FBI agents, and you can see the two towers. A huge explosion now, raining debris on all of us. We better get out of the way!
Despite the differing memories, Jenna and everyone in the family agree that day sparked a surge of American patriotism.
I think that was one of the things that I remember, too, is that patriotism, that, like, real big wave of, like, people being, like, USA, you know, rah, rah, rah.
Nate says this even inspired their father to enlist in the U.S. Army.
Our dad actually went and participated as a medic and went to Texas for some time. So for that aspect, he's a Colombian man. He's not even of this country. And he felt the passion and the pride associated with wanting to join the Army and participate and defend our nation.
Chechi observes that she's seen that American solidarity wane over time.
Our unity has been like, it's like split. It's like, we've seen this happen before. Like, I'm just going to sound like related to like the Civil War era a little bit. It's like we've seen it happen before. It's like a split and we're kind of like seeing it happen again.
Nate sees that division in people's reactions to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's not unifying the country the way 9/11 did.
It's kind of been this vague sense of an enemy, so I think that the vagueness of it allows for difference in opinions and things of this nature.
Liz laments that America was at war for most of her children's lifetimes. Although they remember less about 9/11 than she does, she says their fresh eyes have helped shape her worldview.
I am so old, and I am learning more now than I ever have in my life, and a lot of it has to do with my kids and the way that they see the world and make their way through the world.
Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.